Coming up later on this summer on July 19th, big event happening in Chapel Hill at Keenan Stadium, Wrexham versus Chelsea, two European teams coming in for a friendly soccer match at Keenan Stadium. The actual match itself is sold out, but it's a huge deal for the community just in general. It's not just the fans that are going to be in the stadium, but also just the excitement and all of the events and all of the tourism dollars that this is going to generate as well. We are joined in the studio, speaking of that last part, by Lori Policelli, who heads up the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau, who has been in the process of planning for this and planning events around it for a while. Lori, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Hey, it's great to be here and talk about this exciting event. Wow.
How big of a deal is this?
It's a big deal. I'll tell you, Aaron, it's turned me into a, I want to say soccer, but it's football.
Football, yeah.
A fan of European, quote, soccer.
Well, it's British. I think you can call it footy, right?
So we have Wrexham, which is out of Wales and owned by, of course, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. Is that how you pronounce
McElhenney,
it?
McElhenney. Yeah.
From It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But that team.
I hope Ryan Reynolds is listening to this right now. So you're just like, they don't even know how to pronounce your last name.
I know. They do have a little bit of rivalry on the show.
That's
so it's
true,
kind of
yeah.
funny. And so they bought this team, and it's a little bit of a Ted Lasso story. You know, it's just increased the brand so much. They've moved up in the league. They're doing extremely well, and they're playing Chelsea, which has one of the greatest global brands out there in terms of European football. So they're coming here on July 19th for a 7 p.m. game aired by ESPN. And it's an interesting event in that it's really not a Tar Heel event. So, you know, you don't get the typical messaging from Go Heels. It's really an event that was made possible by a sports company called Unified Sports.
Yep.
And the event planner is based in Raleigh, Molly Pendleton, and she's a Carolina grad, 2010, and she convinced the board to give Keenan a shot. So they went, they signed the deal, they came over, they inked the deal, Keenan agreed to put in dirt, grass fields, and tickets sold out in 4 days. So what is Keenan's hit, 60,000?
Something like that, yeah.
And so they sold out, and they were not cheap, I will tell you. I dipped into my purse and bought a couple for me and my significant other, and it was like $350.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you've got this huge...
I mean, you can make that back and then some on eBay right now, I bet.
Probably.
Yeah.
So you've got 60,000 seats. You've got the jersey sponsor for Wrexham is United. So they're going to fly United here on the 16th. And working with Rainbow Soccer and the mayor and Mayor Siles to be part of the greeting committee at the airport.
Yeah.
So when Wrexham gets off the plane, we want to be all, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Chelsea arrives on a private charter the next day, and they'll police barricade over to the Umstead. And Mr. Goodnight will host them there, and then they'll practice on the Wake Medfields. And they'll have a friendly competition amongst themselves that night. And then the next day, both teams will go to UNC Children's Hospital.
Awesome.
And they will meet with the kids there. Proceeds, portion of the proceeds from this event goes to the Pediatric Hematology Center. And so I think the interesting thing is we've never had this before. It's July, it's midweek,
right,
which in tourism we say is shoulder season. we have all these people coming to town.
Wait, why do you call it shoulder season?
Because it's not your, it's kind of off season.
Right.
It's like a little bit of a softer season. So you've got July is softer and December and January. So typically,
right,
we all in the industry rally to try to find events and bookings for that
right,
time.
Right, right.
And then this is dropped in our lap, right? So, it's
no, I got to go back. What makes it the shoulder though? Like now I'm fascinated by the term.
Now you're a linguistic geek, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's move on, Aaron. Let's move on.
I'm looking this up later. So
we've had this tremendous outpouring of interest from the business community. Did you watch Welcome to Wrexham?
A little bit, yeah.
So in Wales, the pub features largely into the scene.
Right.
So they are trying to replicate that here. So Gary Crunkleton is being considered as the official pub.
Gotcha.
And so there's even talk of them bringing the pub owner over here and doing a lot of social media parlaying. So when you look at the social media that'll be generated from this, the millions of followers of this, you know, new people hearing about Chapel Hill, new people coming to Chapel Hill. All we know is that tickets have been sold in 50 states and across the internationally.
Wow.
But we don't know the demographics yet. Mm. We don't know, are these families, soccer moms and dads? Are these players? Are they sponsors? Are they just fans? But it's a new experience for Chapel Hill Carborough, and it really will affect the southern part of the county. Soccer.com, you know, Sports Endeavors in Hillsborough is very aware, and they've been on the phone with us. Everyone is talking now about how do we get them downtown? How do we get them into our clubs, our bars? How do we coordinate park and ride? How do we just have some dang good fun? It's been confirmed that the owners are coming. The Chelsea team is also American-owned.
Awesome.
And there's a rumor out there that one of the owners in Connecticut is a Tar Heel grad. So it seems to all come down back to that love of Chapel Hill and Carolina. So that's really sweet. The thing to know is that the mascots also have their own following. So Wrexham's mascot is Rex.
Right.
And it's a red dragon. And the Visitor Bureau is making cutouts available the hotel front desk when they check in. Chelsea's mascots, plural, are interesting in that Chelsea, you know, being London, it's that lion seal.
Right, Chelsea Lions, yeah.
Stamford is the mascot, the male lion, but he fell in love and got married to Bridget.
That's sweet.
It's sweet. So we're debating, like, do we buy both Stamford and Bridget as mascots to put in the windows here?
I mean, yes.
Is that it? Right. So they play at Stanbridge. That's the name of their stadium. So it's been incredibly exciting. And
that's awesome. Speaking with Lori Policelli, Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. So obviously for folks going to the game, they're going to have a great time. With tickets sold out, a lot of folks want to get in on the action, but they don't have tickets to the game. How can they do it?
Well, that's a good question. You know, a lot of the tickets, of course, were bought by brokers. Mm. And from what I understand, there still are some tickets available on your traditional StubHubs and whatnot. At what price, I don't know. There will be some events downtown Chapel Hill and Carborough. All of us economic development boosters, from the Chamber to Carborough Economic Development, Downtown Partnership, Visitor Bureau, are all on the phone next week to talk about how we can really maximize parties and welcomes and whatnot. The Visitor Bureau has paid for swag. So you know how when you see those wood sticks with the face on them that people hold in the stands? So we're getting those done of the mascots. We're not getting them done of the players or Ryan or Rob. But the mascots. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. So what you'll have to do is just keep checking, visit chapelhill.org. We will have the soccer site. So it'll give you information on both teams, on the game time, on the broadcast channels, on where you can get the swag, who's open when, and how we can all just party and welcome this really exciting occasion.
Super fun. Again, visit chapelhill.org is the website for more information from the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau on lots of things related to visiting Chapel Hill, but especially this Wrexham-Chelsea match on July 19th. Speaking with Lori Policelli, and as we wrap up, do you have a rooting preference in this one? Are you rooting for anyone in particular?
Well, I will say that the FX series, Welcome to Wrexham, is really worth watching, and it has converted me. It's available on Amazon. You can buy all 16 shows for like $22, and it's produced by Ryan and Rob, and it's the whole history of what prompted them to buy the team and how they've infused so much life into it. They are underdogs, and I have to say Wrexham has a soft spot in my heart. And, you know, Wrexham was founded in 1864.
Yeah.
you know?
Lincoln was president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lincoln was about to start his second presidential term when they were founded. It's the oldest international stadium still in use in the world.
Man.
So, but you know, Chelsea, they've got a really strong American player from Hershey, PA. It's all good. It's all excited. And I'm just thrilled that we were chosen and that we get to have this really exciting event here in July.
Visit chapelhill.org is the website for the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Go there, find out more information, get your details about events and happenings around the big match on July 19th. And of course, the match itself in Keenan Stadium between Chelsea and Wrexham. Lori Policelli, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.